Jen Zamperali on 2FM with Leia Healthcare. Always a beat ahead. Visit leiahealthcare.ie. Leia Healthcare, looking after you always.
Tilly Cripwell is a student at Trinity College in Dublin who regularly will busk with her guitar beside the Molly Malone statue on Suffolk Street. Now, she spends up to 10 hours a week busking there, and she has seen countless numbers of people groping Molly Malone's cleavage for a picture, for a photo. So she started a campaign. It's called Leave Molly Malone, to try and stop this tradition, I suppose. But the question I have is it an act of misogyny, or is it just a little bit of harmless fun? Well, Tilly is on the line now. How are you, Tilly?
Hi there, I'm really well. How are you?
I am very well this morning. Okay, Tilly, first of all, I suppose, it, to just set the picture, would you tell us about your experience in general with busking in Dublin?
Yeah, of course. So I've been busking in Dublin for about a year and a half, on and off now. And I usually have a really good experience. Like you said, I do a lot of busking every week, both by the statue and on Grafton Street. And people are generally really nice and generally just looking out for me and being a really supportive audience.
Okay, so when did you start to notice what was happening with the Molly Malone statue?
Well, I only started busking by the statue slightly later on. And I mean, it's pretty obvious what is happening with it, because the majority of people do grope her breasts when they go up and pose with her. And it's understandable, like, it has become a tradition. But I think when I'm starting busking, I've got a lot of thinking time, and I just got more and more frustrated at how this was a tradition, when actually Molly Malone is one of the few female Irish icons that's actually commemorated in a statue in Dublin. And I thought it was unfair and to kind of commemorate her in this way, where she's basically just mocked and reduced to a sex symbol. And especially when I saw young children being encouraged to touch her breasts and being encouraged to pose with her in that way, I thought it set a really bad example. And so I decided to take action.
And is that kind of the majority of what you're seeing, is just people like putting their hand on her breasts and taking the picture? Is that what it is?
Yeah, exactly. That is what the majority of people do. And then obviously you get particularly groups of men coming along and being more inappropriate and kind of kissing the statue and behaving in quite a rowdy, inappropriate way in general, which not only I find quite disrespectful, but also I really struggle when I'm busking with the kind of behaviour that they give off.
And do you think, Tilly, that it only started to bother you because you're there for a considerable amount of time, because you're busking and you kind of had the chance to have a proper think about what was going on, as opposed to, if I'm being totally honest with you, in my head, as somebody who hasn't stood around the statue for a considerable period of time, I would just think, ah, it's only a bit of crack because, you know, maybe they think it brings them good luck.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, it's true that I have had a lot of thinking time, but also I think that's what is necessary, is that a lot of these traditions are questioned because they are based around really misogynistic practices. And I think, well, if we're addressing misogyny in other parts of society in everyday life, then why shouldn't this be one of those things? And because it is a tradition, it kind of has served to brainwash people in a way where they're not questioning these things, they're just doing them blindly, but perpetuating misogyny in society while doing so. So I guess that's what I'm trying to raise here, is saying, people, let's question these traditions and let's quash them as a result once we see that they're morally incorrect.
But it's not just, I mean, I understand where you can say the misogyny towards the Molly Malone statue, but it's not just Molly Malone. Like, all over the world, the idea of touching a statue is kind of seen to either bring luck or, you know, grant somebody a wish. Or, like, I would be lying if I didn't say that when I lived in New York, I didn't rub the testicles of the charging bull for a bit of good luck.
Yeah, exactly. And that's the thing. It is quite widespread and all sorts of different statues and different representations of people. I think that where it happens with, for example, the Juliet statue in Verona, the same thing happens. And obviously the rubbing the testicles of the charging bull, I don't condone any of it. And I don't think any of these practices are good or models for society. I just think it is also a more poignant subject with the female statues in Dublin, because there are very few of them compared with the number of male statues. And so it is a more sensitive subject when they're treated in that way, and reduced to such kind of mockery and derision.
But what about the intention behind it, Tilly? Like, when I was given a rub of the testicles, my intention wasn't, you know, I wasn't trying to be, you know, ooh, the bull's testicles. Like, I was just doing it for a bit of, oh, look, I've moved to New York and I'm going to take part in this for a little bit of good luck. Take a picture of me here. My intention wasn't one of negativity.
Yeah, no, exactly. And a lot of people do say, well, it's just a statue. Surely it doesn't actually mean anything. It is just a bit of fun. And I get that with the charging bull as well. But I also think that some of these statues are created for art purposes, but a lot of them are also created to commemorate and kind of immortalize these figures who are no longer tangible and they're no longer with us. So they start off as a representation. They're starting off as a representation, and I think, why can't we commemorate them and celebrate them in that way? And I think in some cases it can be a bit of good luck, but also it depends on the figure that you're really kind of associating it with.
So it's you wouldn't approve of the fact that I did frame the picture of me rubbing the bull's testicles?
No, I wouldn't. No, okay. I wouldn't. I think it does depend on the representation.
I know that you've written your own verse of for the song Molly Malone, and you performed it on Sunday. I'm going to play a clip of that now, if you don't mind.
Yeah, great.
In Dublin's fair city, they all say she's pretty, but they choose to show it by touching her soul. Her ghost stands still, see you, but she sure wouldn't feel you if she were there beside you, if she were alive. Alive, alive, oh, if she were alive, oh, crying soft head, seeing no soul, alive, alive, oh.
What kind of reaction did you get?
It was interesting because I started off, there was a crowd of Italian boys who were probably 14 or 15, and from the beginning, I knew that they thought my campaign was ridiculous. So I started kind of contending with them, in contention with them, which is probably where the background noise is coming from. But otherwise, people were very supportive, and it was really encouraging to see other members of the public telling those boys to kind of calm down a bit and be a little bit more respectful. So it was a generally really positive reaction, and people were very sweet in showing their support.
I think the Italian thing is probably because I think it's a big thing in Italy. My husband's Italian, and I was very confused about the amount of time he would spend kissing and touching statues until I realised that it's actually a big thing in Italy. So that's probably why. Maybe they just didn't understand. But if people want to find out a bit more about you and the campaign, where can they go?
They can go to my Instagram, which is Tilly_Cripwell. Hopefully I'll have a better platform for it sooner, but it's obviously all blown up quite fast that we're still on Instagram at the moment.
Well, there you have it, guys. What do you think? Is it a bit of crack, or should we stop groping the Molly Malone statue? You can have your say by texting us in on 51552 or send me a voice note. I'd love a voice note. WhatsApp 087 187 9200. I better get out that picture of me holding the testicles.
Jen Zamparelli on 2FM with Leia Healthcare. Always a beat ahead. Visit leiahealthcare.ie. Leia Healthcare, looking after you always.